morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of interesting news development. I am Moushami Dasgupta and today I will talk about how the sudden resignation of Arun Goyal, the 1985 batch Punjab cadre IAS officer just before the general elections, has triggered a buzz in political and bureaucratic circles and what it means for the government. Goyal's resignation over 2 years before his tenure ended has left the three-member election commission with just the chief election commissioner Rajiv Kumar. While government sources said the process has been initiated to fill the two vacancies of election commissioners, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, who is a member of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led high-member panel that will pick up the election commissioners, told the Print Sunday that no date has been fixed as yet for the panel's next meeting. While there is no clarity as yet over the reasons behind Goyal's sudden resignation, senior bureaucrats the Print spoke to said that it was a common knowledge that Goyal and CEC Rajiv Kumar were not the best of friends. However, they do maintain that this could hardly be the trigger for the former's decision to step down. There are speculations that Goyal's sudden resignation could be because of differences with the CEC over issues related to conducting the election, but there is no official confirmation. Both CEC Rajiv Kumar and Goyal did not respond to calls on their mobile phones. Opposition parties, including Congress and the Trinamool Congress, have turned the heat on the Modi government over Goyal's sudden resignation. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh Sunday said that the resignation of Arun Goyal as election commissioner last evening raises three questions. Did he actually resign over differences with the chief election commissioner or with the Modi government, which does the front seat driving for all supposedly independent institutions? Or did he resign for personal reasons? Or did he, like the Calcutta High Court judge a few days back, resign to contest the forthcoming Lok Sabha polls on a BJP ticket? Ramesh tweeted on social media platform X. In the second term of the Modi government, Goyal's resignation as election commissioner, much before his term ended, is the second such episode in the election body. In August 2020, then election commissioner Ashok Lavasa resigned 2 years before his term ended. Lavasa, who took over as election commissioner in 2018, joined the Philippines-based Asian Development Bank as vice president a month after he resigned. Lavasa made headlines in 2019 after he opposed the clean chit given to PM Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah for violating the model code of conduct during elections. Lavasa's family members, including his wife, were served notices by the Income Tax Department for alleged non-declaration of income and disproportionate assets. Serving and retired Punjab cadre IAS officers the Print spoke to said that Goyal is a very sharp officer, but his career has been characterized by high volatility. A senior Punjab cadre IAS officer who retired recently in the rank of chief secretary told the Print, and I quote, "If you see his career trajectory, there is a pattern. He manages to get along well with political dispensation of the day, but then falls out of favor." Giving an instance, the retired bureaucrat said that when Goyal decided to come to the center from Punjab, he was handpicked by the government of the day for handling JNNURM, the UPA government's flagship urban renewal scheme in May 2011. But a little over a year later, in June 2012, he was transferred out of the ministry. The buzz was that he fell out with the then Union Urban Development Minister Kamal Nath and was shunted out, the retired bureaucrat said. Goyal, however, managed to get a posting in the Department of Revenue as Joint Secretary Customs. He was there for 3 years, and after the Modi government came to power in 2014, he again managed to get the plum posting of Vice Chairman, Delhi Development Authority, during Mr. M. Venkaiya Naidu's tenure as Union Urban Development Minister. He worked on the Delhi Master Plan, but his tenure again was short-lived, and he was transferred to the Union Labour Ministry as Financial Advisor. It was the JS post which was upgraded to Additional Secretary rank, as Goyal by then was impaneled as Additional Secretary. a senior bureaucrat serving in the central ministry, told the print. Gwen spent a year and a half in the labor ministry before getting transferred again to the culture ministry as additional secretary. He became the culture secretary in August 2018. It is said that he became close to the so-called cultural bigwigs of RSS during his time as culture secretary. It was during his time that the plan to renovate Jallianwala Bagh was formed up. His next posting was as secretary, Ministry of Heavy Industries, in December 2019. A postgraduate in mathematics from Punjabi University, Patiala, Goel took voluntary retirement from his last post as secretary, Union Ministry of Heavy Industries, a month before he was to retire in December 2022. The very next day, the government set the process rolling and appointed him the election commissioner. Goel's appointment as the election commissioner had triggered a controversy in 2022, and it was also challenged in the Supreme Court by the Association for Democratic Rights. The government went out of its way to expedite his appointment as election commissioner. That is why his sudden resignation from the election body is a kind of anticlimax. A retired Punjab cadre bureaucrat, quoted earlier, said, "The government went out of its way to expedite his appointment as election commissioner. That is why his sudden resignation from the election body is a kind of anticlimax," the retired Punjab cadre bureaucrat said. The former bureaucrat said that Goel's career has been marked by such highs and lows. From early on, he was the blue-eyed boy of the Badals when the Shiromani Akali Dal government was in power. He was appointed as Deputy Commissioner Ludhiana, considered to be a plum posting, in 1998. But in 2002, when Congress's Amrinder Singh became the Chief Minister, Goel was moved out and appointed Joint Secretary in the state's Youth Affairs and Sports Department, considered a low-profile posting. He maintained a low profile during Amrinder Singh's term in power. A former Punjab cadre IAS said, "That is all for now. Thank you for listening. We will be back with another episode tomorrow."